Chapter 16. Glass. I don't know, Sonia said slowly, squinting at her daughter in the dim light of the bedroom. What if we take the skirt off that one and combine it with the green bodice? Glass forced herself to take a deep, calming breath. She'd been trying on gowns for 2 hours, and they were no closer to picking one for the Comet viewing party than when they'd started. Whatever you think, Mom, she said, hoping her smile didn't look as strained as it felt. I'm not sure, Glass's mother sighed. It'll be hard to have it ready in time, but we'll just have to do our best. Glass reminded herself that her mother was only trying to help. She saw the Comet viewing party as the perfect moment for Glass to re-enter Phoenix society, armed with the official pardon and dressed to perfection. Glass knew the Vice Chancellor would be there, and that it was essential to play her part. She'd gotten back her life in exchange for giving him a better image, which was a more than fair trade-off. Still, Glass felt anxious about making herself the center of attention. Or maybe we should go back to the Tulle? Her mother gestured to the pile of discarded gowns. Just put it back on and we can... She was cut off by the beep of a message alert from the kitchen. I'll get it, Glass said quickly, hurrying from the room before her mother had time to protest. It wouldn't be for her, of course. Her friends only contacted each other via chips. Message screens were generally reserved for pointless updates from sanitation or slightly more ominous alerts from the council. But it would at least provide a brief respite from dress talk. Glass projected the message queue in the air in front of her. Her breath caught in her chest as she saw the blinking name at the top. It was from Luke. Dear Miss Sorensen, security recovered a missing item of yours near the solar fields. It will be held at the checkpoint until 1600 today. She had to read it several times before the message sank in. She and Luke had created this system long ago, before she got her chip, in case her mother ever snooped through her messages. He wanted her to meet him by the solar fields that afternoon. Glass? Sonia called from the other room. What was it? She deleted the message quickly. Just a reminder about the comet viewing, as if we could forget. She glanced at the clock and sighed. It was only 10:15. The next few hours were going to pass more slowly than they had in confinement. Oh, Glass's mother gasped when Glass stepped back into the bedroom. Maybe this is the one after all. You look beautiful. Glass turned hesitantly toward the mirror. She saw what her mother meant. But it wasn't the dress. Her cheeks were flushed, her eyes bright with anticipation. She looked like a girl in love.